Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving deep into van life. We're dissecting this creator's insightful look back on 3 years of van dwelling and what they'd change next time.
3 years? That's a serious commitment. I'm intrigued. So spill the tea. What are the biggest regrets?
Lighting. Those puck lights, though initially appealing, turned out to be way too harsh. He's aiming for diffused lighting next time. Think recessed fixtures, a much gentler vibe. And no more shower. Gym memberships, FTW.
Wait, ditching the shower entirely? That's bold. I mean, gym showers are fine, but...
Yeah, but think about it. For their lifestyle, lots of moving around, not much long-term parking, a gym membership was actually more convenient. Plus, a little extra motivation to hit the weights.
True. What else? Anything about the workspace setup?
Oh, big time. A two-person workspace is a must for the next build. The current setup isn't ideal for two people working simultaneously, especially with laptops, a big learning point.
Makes sense. Collaboration is key, even in a van.
Totally. And forget those wobbly Lagoon table mounts. A fixed desk is the way to go for stability and productivity. Oh, and a king-sized bed, lengthwise no less.
King-sized, ambitious. How's that even gonna fit?
Apparently, there are creative ways. Folding mechanisms, clever space maximization. He's willing to sacrifice some counter space for that sweet, sweet sleeping comfort.
I respect the dedication to a good night's sleep. I see. Interesting.
Right? Other tweaks? Smaller fridge, further from the bed to minimize that annoying hum, and mounting that propane tank a bit lower for extra safety, even if it means slightly less capacity.
Smart moves. Safety and a good night's sleep. Top priorities. So what's staying? What worked well?
The big water tank, 46 gallons, less frequent refills, always a plus. And the AC, crucial for those scorching summer months, along with a large gray water tank for less frequent dumping.
Practical choices, comfort and convenience are essential, even on the road.
Absolutely. The composting toilet was a winner too. Easy to clean, DIY-friendly design, and of course, the ceramic window tint for blocking out those UV rays. Keeps the van cool and protects the interior.
Good call, sun protection is key. And the van itself?
Sticking with the Ram ProMaster. Loves the straight walls, low ground clearance, and overall design. Plus, gas engine for easier maintenance. A smart move.
Practical and stylish. Last but not least, any final thoughts?
Maintaining that open, airy feel. Waking up to natural light, it's all about the vibes. Got it. This guy's really thought about every detail. Thanks for joining us today on Nutty's Show. Until next time. Stay nutty.
Goodbye.